Yesterday we mentioned the Gemara and Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, the famous story with the Shchiv Mera, that the Shchiv Mera wrote a get to his wife late Erev Shabbos, and he didn't get a chance to give it to her. And the following day, Tokof Le'alma, we were afraid, he was afraid that he was going to pass away. So they came before Rava and they said, what do we do? Rava was concerned. He didn't want the Shchiv Mera just to give the get to his wife, because that's an Issa Tiltel D'Rabbanan. And we discussed why he was more concerned about the Issa Tiltel as opposed to the Issa Kinyan. But be that as it may, Rava suggested that the Shchiv Mera should be makne, the chotzer, to his wife. We know that no gadur parts is a kinyan chazaka, so he said, v'teichot v'tiftach, tezel I, v'teichot v'tiftach, v'tachzik be, she should be machzik in the karka, machzik in the chotzer, do a kinyan chazaka, and as a result of that, she'll be kone the chotzer, and through the kinyan of the chotzer, she will receive the get as well. That was the solution that he suggested, and there was a whole back and forth, whether this really worked. Do we say mashakansi shakana baila? The Gemara says maybe she was an arusa. They thought she was an arusa initially. Then Rava said even if she's an asua, there's a principle of gitva chatzer boin ke'echad. Those are details in terms of how it was going to work out. But the trick that Rava had was that there should be a kinyan chazaka, and through the kinyan chazaka, the woman is going to acquire the get as well. Now, how would she acquire the get? We mentioned that's a machlokas Rashi and the other Rishonim. Rashi said through agav. The other Rishonim said through a kinyan chatzer. And we discussed why exactly Rashi explained that it's talking about a kinyan agav. Why couldn't he just give the case of kinyan chatzer? That's what we discussed last time. I mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday that there are a few more small points that we have to discuss. And that is that Rava suggested v'tezel I v'teichud v'tiftach. V'teichud v'tiftach means that she should close the door and she should open the door. So there are two issues. First of all, it seems as though v'teichud, just ne'ilas adel, as closing the door alone, is enough to have a chazaka. Or even if you'll tell me v'teichud v'tiftach means she should both close the door and open the door, but still, that's simply opening and closing the door. The Rashbam in Bava Basra is of the opinion that no'al, of no'al gadur paratz, the kinyan chazaka of no'al, is only through tikkun hamanul, that a person has to actually fix the lock or put the lock on the door. But simply opening or closing the door, that's not going to work for kinyan chazaka. So the Rosh and the Ran, a medayik from Asugya, that Asugya seems to be a raya against the Rashbam. This is a Rosh in Simon Gimel. He says, Mikan muchach de no'al havi ne'ilas delas ba'alma v'lo kamo shepirish Rashbam beperek cheska sabatim. The no'al havi tikun amanu. The Rashbam in cheska sabatim says, no'al must be tikun amanu, fixing the lock. De'i ne'ila luchudei mavriach hari ba'alma hu. The Rashbam says, if all it is ne'ila, just closing the door, that's mavriach hari ba'alma. You're simply protecting the person's bias, the person's chotzer, you're getting the ari, you're getting whatever ganovim, whatever people who can damage the chotzer, you're just getting them away from the balabas. But that's not showing bias, that's not a kinyan chazaka. That's what the Rashbam claimed. So because of that taina, the Rashbam felt that no'al has to be tikkun amanu. So says the Rosh, but from Asugi, you see, not like that. The hacha efsher l'sakin manul b'shabbos, the yisud araisuhu. You can't fix a manul, you can't make a lock on Shabbos. That's a tikkun d'araisa. That's binyan b'karka. That's not even binyan b'kelim, because here it's mechubal l'karka. So because it's mechubal l'karka, that's binyan mamish. So that would be an issa d'araisa. So it can't be tikkun amanu. It can't be tikkun amanu. Right? That's like the Bala Itter, who said that if we're not afraid of tiltul, but rather hotzah mershus l'rshus, so then clearly, when we're not gonna be metaltel the get, we want to do the kinyan because we're afraid of hotzom or shus lo shus. Yisurim daraisa, we're not gonna be matir over here b'makom shchivira. So says the Rosh, we must not be torah matikun amano because that would be osur min haTorah. So it must be only ne'ila ba'alma, just closing the door, closing the door and locking the door as well. But that's it, not tikun amano. This is what the Rosh suggests. Says the Rosh, Ne'ilas Delas Lo Domi L'Mavriachari. He's sensitive to the Rashbam's Kasha. Right? The Rashbam may ask, but if it's just Ne'ilas Delas, then it's Mavriachari Ba'alma, how's that a Kinyan Chazaka? Says the Rosh, that's not a Kasha at all. The Kevan Shenol Delas B'Fnei Kol Odom Mucha Milsa Shabayah Shalom. Says the Rosh, Ne'ilas Delas is enough for a Chazaka. Because he's Noel the Delas, not just B'Fnei Ganovim, not just before the Ari. He's Noel Delis with Nekol Adam. Even people who were not afraid are going to damage the property. So he's Noel Delis with Nekol Adam, says the Rosh, that's a demonstration of Bailos. That's a Hochachas Bailos. It's Mulcha Milsa that the Bias is Shalom because he's Noel Delis with Nekol Adam. So he holds the Taina of the Rashbam is not really a Taina. What, Ne'ilas Adelis is just Maviach Ari? No, if he were to protect the home just from Ganavim, just from Mazikim, then it would be Maviach Ari. But here, since he's Noel Delis with Nekol Adam, and that's really Hochachas Bailos, and that will serve as a Kenyan Chazak. This is what the Rosh wants to suggest. The Ran as well is Docha the Rashbam. The Ran says from Agamar, you see, Ne'ilas Delis is enough. Aye, but the Taina of the Rashbam that Ne'ilas Delis is just Maviach Ari Ba'alma. So to that, the Ran says that we're talking about a situation where the bias is already Shomer. Right? This is an inner door that you're closing. The bias is Shomer. So the bias is already Shomer. It's not Maviach Ari because it's already Muvrach from the Ari. No Ari can get in. What does he mean? What does he mean? L'chora, the Ran means to say that the Ne'ilah is inside. It's an inner door that you're closing. So if it's an inner door that you're closing, the bias is already Meshumar, so then what's the purpose of that inner door? What's the purpose of the closing of the inner door? Obviously that shows a bailus on the Mokom inside the door. Right? It shows that you're the bailum on the Mokom inside the door, because it doesn't have to be Meshumar through the closing of the door. It's already Meshumar from the outside. From the outside door. So that's not called Maviach Ari, says the Ran. So it should work as a Kenyan Chazaka. I think this is what Rashi had in mind in the sugya as well. If you look at Rashi on Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, when he describes V'teichud V'tiftach, he says V'teichud V'tiftach Tiskor Delas Hacheder Sheyikne Lo L'Shum Chazaka Sheyakne Lo L'Shum Chazaka. She should close the door of the cheder, the door of the room that he's makne to her for the Kenyan Chazaka. The door of the room. So there are two remarkable things you see in Rashi. First of all, Rashi clearly is learning Ne'ila is not closing the door and locking it. It's just Skiras Hadelis. It's clear from the Rashi like that, right? Because he says Tiskor Hadelis. Tiskor Delis Acheder. That's first of all. The Rashi says Ne'ila is just Skiras Hadelis. But secondly, what does that mean? Skiras Hadelis on the Cheder? The Cheder? It sounds like it's an inner area. Right, that you're being mocked at her the cheder. So maybe that's what the Ran had in mind, that the bias is already Meshumar from the outside. She's closing the inner door. She's closing the inner door, then that is a demonstration of bailus. Because it's not just Mavriach Ari Ba'alma. There is no Ari, no Mazik, no Ganav can come into the home anyway. So she's closing the inner door. She's showing that she has a bailus on that inner makom. So that's going to be enough. She's doing it with the consent of the Baalim, doing it with the consent of the Baal. So he's giving it to her. So that demonstrates that she's a Baalim, that she's a Baalim over that Mokum. The problem is, how does Ne'ila work for Kenyan Chazaka? Noel Gadol or Paratz seem to be ways of creating a tikkun in the Guf HaKarka. Tikkun in the Guf HaKarka, fixing up something in the Guf HaKarka. Godar. Poratz. Certainly Noel, according to the Rashbam, sounds like that. Tikkun Amanol. Some kind of tikkun in the Guf HaKarka. How is Ne'ilas Hadelis going to work for Chazaka? Where is the tikkun in the Guf HaKarka? So it's interesting. The Ran says maybe closing the door or opening the door is also a tikkun in the Guf HaKarka. He has such a line. He says, "Avagad b'chazaka bayek tikun guf akarka neilas hadelas o psichoso ketikun guf akarka dami." Neilas hadelas o psichoso is like a tikun in the guf akarka. What does that mean? So it sounds like he's saying neilas hadelas and psicha is a tikun in the guf akarka. What's the tikun in the guf akarka? So Efshir, you look carefully at the Ran. He's saying it's kitikun b'guf akarka. What does that mean? It's kitikun b'guf akarka. Maybe what the Ran has in mind is that, what's the purpose of Tikkun B'Guf HaKarka? How does Chazaka serve as a Kenyan? Maybe Chazaka serves as a Kenyan because it's demonstrating Bailus, as we keep on saying. If you're Mare Ba'aluso through the Chazaka, so that serves as the Kenyan. So Tikkun B'Guf HaKarka, Avada, serves to demonstrate Bailus. So that will be enough for the Tikkun. But maybe what the Rav is saying is that Ne'ilas Hadelas is also a hochacha of Bailus. Not that it's a tikkun beguf hakarka, but it's kit tikkun beguf hakarka. It's also a demonstration of Bailus, just like tikkun beguf hakarka would be a demonstration of Bailus. And therefore, it's going to be sufficient to achieve a kinyan chazaka. Maybe that's the pshat in the Ran and the Rush that they suggest from Agin Mara, Ne'ilas Hadelas is going to be enough in order to be kone the chotze b'chazaka. The question is, how is the Rashbam going to answer this raya from our sugya? Rashbam seems to say that chazaka of Noal is only tikkun amanos, but that's against our Gemara. What's the answer? So Netanel yesterday wanted to suggest that maybe the Rashbam really admits that Ne'ilas Hadelas could work. Maybe he really holds that Ne'ilas Hadelas could work. There are different ways of saying this. It could be that the Rashbam holds that in our sugya, Ne'ilas Hadelas is different, because v'teichud v'tiftach sounds like there's some kind of psichas Hadelas also. Now, the Rishonim have a debate. What does v'teichud v'tiftach mean? Does it mean either closing or opening, or does it mean closing and opening? So according to those Rishonim who assume that she had to do both, what's the purpose of the psicha? Why does she have to open the door? The Ne'ila alone is enough to be kona midin chazaka. So someone has suggested, we'll see in just a moment when you talk about psichas Hadelas, some Rishonim want to suggest that the purpose of the psicha is to demonstrate that the Ne'ila was not simply to guard the home, to guard the chotzer, but the Ne'ila was really l'shem kinyan. That's the goal of the psicha. Right? If you don't have the psicha, so you might think, oh, maybe the Ne'ila was to be mavriach hari. So comes the psicha and clearly demonstrates it wasn't to be mavriach hari, because you're not being mavriach hari if you're poseach the delas afterwards. So the psicha is like a giloy milsa. The psicha is a way of demonstrating that the ne'ila itself was a demonstration of bailus. The purpose of the ne'ila was simply l'shem kinyan, not for shmira, but l'shem kinyan. So maybe the Rashbam would hold that if there's a Ne'ila Sadeles followed by a Psicha, then that Ne'ila would work by itself. The Rashbam is just saying that Noal, the phrase in the Mishnah, that Noal Gadar Paratz is a Chazaka, sounds like Ne'ila alone would work. So to that the Rashbam says that no, Ne'ila Sadeles alone is not going to work. You want Ne'ila to work by itself, that has to be Tikkun Hamanul. Okay, so it could be that the Rashbam will explain that Asugya, because there's a Psicha after the Ne'ila, then the Ne'ila will work by itself, because you have a Gilui Milsa, you have a Hochacha that the Ne'ila was done l'shem Kinyan. He's talking about a case where there's only Ne'ila. If there's only Ne'ila's Delas, that's not going to be enough. So he says, No'al of the Mishnah has to be talking about a case of Tikkun Amanu. That's Nekuda number one within the Rashbam. But then Netanel added another point, which I think was very beautiful. It was, you know, a Tosefes that really added a lot. If you look carefully at the Lashon of the Rashbam in Bava Basra, it sounds like he's talking about Tikkun Amanol in Nichse Hager. That the Chotzer in question, the Sudden question, is Nichse Hager. It's Nichse Hefker. So the Rashbam says there, no go to parts, but Nichse Hefker, that's gonna work only if you have, the Noel is going to work only if you have Tikkun Amanu. Now, it's not like the Rashbam is having just an Ukimta. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph in Bava Basra ends, Hamachzik Benichse Ager, Noal Gadar Paratz Kolshu Harezu Chazaka. The Mishnah is talking about Machzik Benichse Ager. So to that, the Rashbam on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph says, on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, pardon me, Rashbam says, Noal B'Mafteach Benichse Ager, Ein a chazaka, the ein zel osa meisa lishma el osa mitzvah lishma bayis chaveru mavriacharim nechse chaveru. Noal b'mafteach is not a chazaka because he's just shomer, he's just mavriachari. That's not going to be enough. So Netanel suggested maybe the Rashbam felt that Ne'ilas Hadelas is not enough b'nechse ager because there's no das makne b'nechse ager. Right? There's no das makne b'nechse ager. Is he talking about? I mean, it must be talking about Nichse Ager that the ger died. Right? If it's not Nichse Ager, if the Ger is still alive, so what's special about Nichse Ager? It's like Chavera. So it must be that the Ger passed away. He's not living anymore, so there's no Das Acheres Makne. There's no Das Acheres Makne, then Ni'ila alone is not going to be enough. Then we need Tikkun Amanu. To demonstrate a Bailus, you need Tikkun Amanu. But if there is a Das Acheres Makne, maybe the Rashbam would admit that with the Das Acheres, with the Das Makne, maybe Ni'ila Sadelas alone will be enough to demonstrate Bailus, and that will serve as a Kinyan Chazaka by itself. Okay, so the Rashbam could answer our sugya either by saying that here we have not only Ne'ilas Delas, we have a Psicha too, or the Rashbam could say that here there's a Das Makne. The Shchivimra is being Makne, the Chotzer, to the woman. So since there's a Das Makne, maybe here even the Rashbam would admit that Ne'ilas Adelas alone will be sufficient to create the Kinyan Chazaka. Okay? This is one issue. Questions? Okay, the other issue about the Kinyan Chazaka here is psicha, right? Psicha sadelas. The Ran points out that from our Gemara, it sounds like ne'ilas sadelas or psicha sadelas can be konen, because he said v'techo v'tiftach. The Ran in parentheses in brackets says haynu techod o tiftach, either or, not both, either or. So he says it sounds like even psicha sadelas would be enough also, and the Rosh and Simon Gimel quotes the Yesh Mefarshim will actually hold this way that psicha sadelas is enough for a kinyan chazaka. But the Rosh himself says, I don't think it's correct. I don't think it's right. It's difficult, he says. How can Psichas Adelas be a Kinyan Chazaka? What kind of Hochochas Bailus do you have in Psichas Adelas? Even if you'll tell me Ne'ilas Adelas, there's some kind of Hochochas Bailus, but Psichas Adelas, that's a Hochochas Bailus? The Rosh says, V'lo Nehira, Da'filu l'may defrishes Ne'ilas Adelas kona haynu Ne'ila b'mafteach sh'moneh kol odami likonis bo. Notice, the Rosh holds that Ne'ila is not Skiras Hadeles like Rashi. The Rosh holds Ne'ila is Ne'ila b'mafteach, with a key. Right? There has to be a lock. But says the Rosh, Bishlam Ne'ilas Deles, you know b'mafteach, Shemoneh Kolodami Likonisbo, that I can understand, maybe that would be a demonstration of balance that could serve as a Kinyan Chazaka. Aval Psichas Deles, Lamucha Shetia Kanya. What's the hochacha that psichas adel should be a kinyan? Lo dami leparatz da'asam ayir sheparatz gedev v'tikin ha-pesach likonis besada v'tiftach v'tikin ha-pesach likonis besada. The Rosh says that paratz is that you're masakin the wall. There was a wall around the property, and now you made a hole in the property, right? So you are masakin the area. But psicha, what did you do? What did you do in the psicha? The delas can open and close, so you open the door. But how does that show any bailus? Faket, you're allowing people in, so how does that show bailus? How does that show bailus? It's really a pelus, says the Rosh. So he suggests, v'tiftach da'ocha lav dafka. Maybe it doesn't really mean v'tiftach. It means tinol. Teichod, v'tiftach, you know, she wants the door to be open. The door was open, let's say. So he said, so tell her to close the door. Tell her to lock the door. And then she can open it again. Not that the opening is significant here. It's the ne'ila that's significant. Inami says the Rosh, b'ne'ila l'chudah l'mucha she'e l'shum kinyin. Ela k'mo sho'i s'regila b'chol pa'am l'skar batim shal baila. K'dei she'e shomer ma'ashe b'socha. Havel kevin she'e posachas miyad, achar ha'ne'ila nikar she'e ne'ila ha'isa l'tzorah kinyin. Second pshat the Rosh says is maybe, you know what the purpose of the psicha is? The psicha is megala on the ne'ila. This is what we mentioned before. That the ne'ila, we want the ne'ila to be kona. But how's it muchach that the ne'ila is l'shem kinyan? Maybe it's just maviach harim nichse chaveiro. So when she's poseach afterwards, she's noel and then immediately poseach. So what's she doing? If she wants to be maviach harim, so what's she opening the door again? The psicha after the ne'ila demonstrates that the ne'ila was l'shem kinyan. The ne'ila was to show bailus. So the psicha is not kona by itself. The psicha is the gila milsa on the ne'ila that the ne'ila was l'shem kinyan. And that's what's going to work for a Kinyan Chazaka. But in a Hanami, says the Rosh, according to the second pshat, right? Both pshatim in the Rosh. The psicha is not the Kinyan. Either the psicha is lavdavka, or the psicha is just to be megala on the Ne'ila, but it's not a Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan by itself. I saw the Ritva in Bava Basra has another pshat. He wants to suggest that maybe v'tiftach, not that it's lavdavka, but the purpose of a tiftach is a chiddush. V'tiftach is that the Ne'ila is going to be Kona even if she's Poseach immediately. The Ne'ila is going to be Kona. You would think that the Psicha is Mevatel the Ne'ila. She did a Ne'ila. She demonstrated bailus. Now she's creating a shmira in the chatzah. That can serve as a kinyan chazaka. But you would think, if she did a psicha immediately afterwards, she's mevatel the ne'ilah? Kamashmalan, no. That even if she's poseach afterwards, the ne'ilah still remains in full force, and it's going to be able to serve as a kinyan. Okay, so three different pshatim over here. Right, the yesh mefarshim al psicha really is kona b'din chazaka, but there are three ways of being docha. That either the psicha over here is lavdafka, or the psicha is just megala on the ne'ilah, that the ne'ilah was l'shem kinyan. Or the chiddush is that even if she's poseach immediately after the ne'ilah, it's not mevatel the ne'ilah can serve as a kinyan chazaka. Now it's interesting, according to the Rush, that the psicha is megala on the ne'ilah, it'll turn out that the only way that you can be kona the chotze b'chazaka through ne'ilah is if you have a psicha afterwards. You have to have the psicha afterwards. You see, according to the first pshat in the Rush, and according to the Ritva, you don't have to have the psicha in order to make the ne'ilah work. As long as you have the ne'ilah alone is sufficient. The psicha is lavdavko, or the chiddush is even if you have a psicha, it's not mevatel the ne'ilah. But according to that second pshat in the Rush, you need a psicha in order for ne'ilah sadelis, even with a mafteach, in order for ne'ilah sadelis with a mafteach to work. I saw others point out that from that second pshat in the Rush, that you need a psicha after the ne'ilah to demonstrate bailus through the ne'ilah, so that lechor is only by an isha. This case of isha, that since she normally closes the door of her husband, there's no hochacha from the ne'ilah that she's the bailim. There's no hochacha because it's so normal for her to close the door. But let's say the shchiv merau, let's say a person wants to be makne his bias to someone else. A person who never was living in the home. So that individual never closes the door of the home. When you come into a home, so you come in, and then the owner closes the door behind you. So if that individual, the new kone, right, a third party, wants to acquire the bias, and this person is going to be maknet to him, he'll do a kinyan chazaka, if he's no the delis, according to the second pshat in the Rush, he might not have to do a psicha. Because I don't need a gili milsa that this ne'ila is done l'shem kinyan. Because he never was the owner, he never closed the door. The woman always closes the door of the home of her husband. So since it's normal for her to open and close the door, as the Rush explains, because the woman normally is no other delis, without the psicha, I don't have the gila milsa that this nu ne'ila is done l'shem kinyan. But by another individual, stamalokeach, who's buying the property from the bailim, so it could be that even according to this pshat in the Rush, you wouldn't need the psicha in order to make the ne'ila work. Because since it's not normal for that individual to be no other delis, when he does a ne'ila, it's understood that it's done l'shem kinyan. Okay. This concludes the sugya of the shchiv merah. Questions? Okay, let's go weiter. Let's go weiter to the next sugya in the Gemara. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shekol Nehiyeh Bevaro. You know, the Mishnah said on Dafayin Zayin Amid Aleph, Hazore ged le'ishto v'hi besoch beisa o besoch hatzera harezo megureshes. Like, this is the line of the Mishnah that we keep on reading. There's so much Gemara, so much on this line in the Mishnah. So now we have another point. Right? The Mishnah said, v'hi besoch beisa o besoch hatzera. Till now we've really been talking about the first three words. The first three words, Hazore ged le'ishto. Hazore ged le'ishto. Well, okay. Hazore ged le'ishto b'chatzera, right? That she's in the chatzera. It's not just nesino toch yoda, but nesino toch chatzera. But now the Mishnah says, he besoch beisa. Besoch beisa. So says the Gemara, daf ayin zayin amud beis, v'hi besoch beisa, amar ula v'husha omedes b'tzad beisa. Ula says she has to be standing b'tzad beisa. The lashon of the Mishnah is v'hi besoch beisa. So Ula says that in order, he generalizes, in order for the gerishin to be chal, if the husband puts the get besoch chatzera, besoch beisa, she has to be omedes b'tzad beisa u'b'tzad chatzera. She has to be right there. She has to be samach l'beisa, samach l'chatzera. Reb Oshia amar afilu hi b'tveria v'chatzera b'tzipori, hi b'tzipori v'chatzera b'tveria megureshes. Reb Oshia disagrees. And he says that she doesn't have to be b'tzad chatzera. She doesn't have to be there. The husband just puts it into the chatz, that's enough. Puts it into the bayis, that's enough. I fract the Gemara, v'ahi b'soch beisu b'soch chatzera katani. But the Mishnah says b'soch beisu b'soch chatzera. I mean, what are you talking about? Right? How can Reb Oshia say that she can be in a different city? But the Mishnah says he b'soch beisu b'soch chatzera. Says up the Gemara, no. Hachi kamar. V'hi kimi shebesoch beisa. V'hi kimi shebesoch chatzera. It's kih. Right? She doesn't have to be literally b'soch beisu b'soch chatzera or samach lahem. As long as it's like b'soch beisu b'soch chatzera. What does that mean? The kevin the chatz mishtameres ladaita he miskareshes. As long as the chatz is mishtameres ladaita, the chatz is watched. People can't come in and out of the chatz. It's got a big wall around it. You can't take anything out of the chatz. That's enough. Then she doesn't have to be there. If there's a low fence and people can go in and out, then she has to be b'tzad beisu b'tzad chatzera. Because if not, it's not mishtameres ladaita. But if it's mishtameres ladaita, it's protected. It's protected. It has an alarm on it. It has a big fence. So it's mishtameres ladaita. Then she doesn't have to be b'tzad beisu b'tzad chatzera. So, frak the Gemara lema b'hakam iflagi. What do you think Ula and Reb Oshia are arguing about? One says that she has to be samach lechatzera, and the other one says doesn't have to be samach lechatzera. So, lema b'hakam iflagi. The Mar Sever chotz mishum yodei sarboi. The Mar Sever chotz mishum shlichos yisarboi. Oh, maybe there's a lamda shemachlokas over here. Maybe Ula holds chotz mishum yodei sarboi. Chotzer is midinyat. Right, we saw this chakira in the Gemara Bav Metzia on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Is chotz mishum yad? Chotz is an extension of the yad abaylim. So it's an extension of the yad. She has to be samuch. A yad is samuch to a person. It's more than samuch. It's attached to the person, but it's certainly samuch. So just like the yad has to be samuch, if chotz mishum yad, the chotz she has to be samuch to the chotz too. Reb Oshia, on the other hand, might hold chotz mishum shlichus his rabbi. A shliach is not samuch. Shliach might be a proxy of the person, but the shliach is separate from the person. The shliach operates at a distance from the person. So it could be Reb Oshia holds chatz mishum shlichas is rabbi, and that's why you don't need samach. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest initially. But the Gemara rejects that. It says, lo, the kulei am chatz mishum yoda is rabbi, mar sover ki yoda, ma yoda b'smucha av chatzer b'smucha, ve'idach, ima yoda b'dvuka av chatzer b'dvuka. Ela ki yoda, ma yoda mishtameres ledaita, av chatzer mishtameres ledaita. Lafuke chatz mishtameres shalo ledaita. Says the Gemara, maybe Ula and Reb Oshia are not arguing about whether chatz mishum yada is sabay, chatz mishum shlichas is sabay. Now everyone holds chatz mishum yada is sabay. The shaila is, how similar to yad does it have to be? Right? Ula says that she has to be smucha lechatzera, smucha lebeisa. Why? Because dumi de yada. Since yada is smucha, so the person has to be smucha to the chatz if chatz is mishum yada is sabay. Reb Oshia says that doesn't make any sense. To claim that Dumya Diyada means she has to be in proximity to the Chatzar, that she has to be close to the Chatzar like a Yad, right? Physically has to be like the Yad. That's very difficult because a Yad is attached to a person. Right? The Chatzar is not attached to the person, so why should she have to be Samuch? If really it's Midin Yad, she should have to be Dvuka to the Chatzar. And no one would say that the woman has to be Dovuk, she has to be attached to the Chatzar. So what does Dumya Diyada mean? Dr. Boshia, it means Dumya Diyada conceptually. That just like Yod is Mishtameres Ladaita, she can protect the Yad. She can determine who can put things into the Yad, who can take things out of the Yad. So too, the Chatz has to be Mishtameres Ladaita. It has to be Dumya Diyada Le'inyin Mishtameres Ladaita. Not Dumya Diyada physically, that she's actually Smucha to the Chatz. Okay, this is the Gemara. Machlokes Ula and Reb Oshia, whether she has to be samach lechatzera, right? Does she have to be smucha lechatzera? Does she have to be omedes b'tzad chatzera b'tzad beisa, or perhaps not? Maybe it's dependent on whether chatz mishum yodis rabbi or chatz mishum shlichos. And the Gemara says no, everyone could hold chatz mishum yodis rabbi. The question is how dumya de yada does she have to be? Is smucha enough or? And does she have to be even smucha, or do you say mishtameres ladaita is enough? What does Rashi say over here in explaining Ula? Rashi says that Ula holds chatz mishum yada yisavoy, hilkach smucha labeinan dumya diyada. Smucha labeinan dumya diyada. Right? Dumya diyada has to be similar to yad. similar to the Yad. Just interestingly enough, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilyan Hashas quotes Tosfos in Masechta Erevin. Tosfos in Erevin on Daf Tzadi Beis happens to hold that it's not enough that she's Omedes B'tzad Beisa. She has to be actually Omedes B'soch Beisa, which Be'emes is the Lashon of the Mishnah, actually. It's interesting that Ula's Lashon of the Gemara is V'husha Omedes B'tzad Beisa, B'tzad Chatzera. In the Mishnah it says V'hi B'soch Beisa. It's interesting how Ula changes from the Mishnah. So Tosfos in Erevin makes a big deal out of this. It's a Machlokas HaRishonim. Does the person who wants to acquire the item have to be inside the chatzer? Right? Does the person have to be inside the chatzer, or is it enough to be bitzad chatzer, according to Ula? Would it be enough to be bitzad hachatzer in order to be kohen? But be that as it may, Rabbi Oshia disagrees anyway. He says that she doesn't have to be bitzida. Doesn't have to be bitzida either because chatz mishem shlichas is rabbi or mishem yadis rabbi, but mishtamer sadaita is sufficient. How do we paskin? How do we paskin over here? So the Rashba, the beautiful Rashba. I basically want to learn a Rashba with you. Rashba is really the crux of this sugya. So the Rashba is in packet 4 on page 1. Rashba writes about 10 lines down from the beginning of the Dura Maschal Amar Ula, V'kaimalon. First one alone is V'kaimalon. He says, V'kaimalon ka'ula, da'amar be'inan omedes b'tzad chatzera. U'kida'aska Rav Ashi b'per kamad b'av metziah. Rav Ashi in b'av metziah assumes like this, that chatzim mishum yod is rabbi. Right? He says there in b'av metziah, hay chatzir is rabbi mishum yad v'logar mishlichus. It's actually both. Chatzir is mishum yad is rabbi, but logar mishlichus. So what does that mean? It's both. What does that mean? So Zokt Rav Ashi, get the chovu lovein chovin ala b'fanav, hilkach ba'inan shetayam medes b'sad b'esa. Rav Ashi says that get is a chov for the woman. And we assume she doesn't want it. I mean, if she makes a shliach l'kabbalah, so then the shliach l'kabbalah can accept the get on her behalf. But without a shlichus l'kabbalah, if we're just going to make assumptions over here, so we assume that it's a chov for the woman. Vein chovin lo'adam ala b'fanav. So, you can't have a shlichus over here. This is how Rashi explains above Metzia. If you assume Zechia is mitam shlichus, so you can't be zocha for the woman midin shlichus. The chatz is not going to be zocha for her. It's not a chos, it's a chov. So forget, get is a chov for the woman. So how does chotzer work in get? Can be megarish a woman by being zorek the get l'toch hatzera. How does that work? It can't work mishum midin shlichus, Zechia mitam shlichus, because it's not a chos, it's a chov. So how does it work? It must work midin yad. Zokter Vashi, if it works midin yad, she has to be omedes bitzad chatzera, because it's mishum yad is rabbi by get, where we assume it's not a zchus. It works even bal karcha, but it's not a zchus bechlal. It's a chov. That's why she has to be omedes bitzad beisa. But Zokter Vashi, but when it comes to matana, where zochan adam shlabafana v'zuchis mitam shlichus, so there the chotzer could be midin shlichus because it's a zchus for the person to get a matana. So there, the person would not have to be omed b'tzad chatzera. Right? In order to be zoche in a matana, in a metziah, he wouldn't have to be b'tzad chatzera. He can be zoche even without being b'tzad chatzera, because it can work, midin shlichus. But since get is a chov, we don't have a zoche in ladam shlobafanav in get, so the chatz is only mishum yad, so then she must be omed as b'tzad beisa. So zok the Rashba, we paskin like Ula. You see from Avashi and Bav Metziah that we paskin like Ula. And this is what Tosfos alludes to here on the side of the Gemara, that finds Zion of Beis. The Husha Omedes B'tzad Beisa, B'perakamad above Metzia, Minan Davka Beget, the Chovula, Be'inan Shetei Omedes B'tzad Beisa, V'lo B'metzia. It's Rav Ashi. Right? Tosfos basically invokes Rav Ashi, same as the Rashba. We see from Rav Ashi that the Aloch is like Ula, that by Get, since it's a Chov, we can't say Chotzim Mishim Shlichas Yisrabai, there's no Zechim Mitam Shlichas, so she must be Omedes B'tzad Beisa, because chotzer is only mishum yad by get. Okay, this is the beginning. This is Tosfos, courts of art and Tosfos. This is also in the Rashba, but it's just the beginning of the Rashba. Then the Rashba makes the following eye-opening statement. Then he starts to chip away. He says, Miu, kshomeres b'tzad beis, v'zorkala m'gureshes b'imidaita b'in shalomidaita. T'lo adifa miyada, Okay, he hasn't chipped away anything yet. So he says, Chotz is mishum yada is rabbi baget. If it's mishum yada, then first of all, she doesn't have to be omedes b'tzad beisa. I'm sorry, she does have to be omedes b'tzad beisa, if it's midin yad. But on the other hand, it can work even b'karcha. Just like nesina l'toch yada works even b'karcha baget, nesina l'toch hatzer will work b'karcha baget also, because it's mishum yad. So it can work b'karcha, but she has to be omedes b'tzad beisa, she has to be smucha, because it's working Mishum Yad, says the Rashba. Okay, so far so good. Now the Rashba adds the following. What's he saying? You see it coming, right? Get is a chov for the woman, Zok Ravashi and Bav Metzia. But let's say it's not a chov. Let's say it's midaita. Let's say she agrees to it. She agrees to it. The husband wants to divorce her, and the wife says, yeah, I want to be divorced. So just one second. If it's Merzona, so then maybe the Chotzer can operate Midin Shlichus. We don't need it to operate Midin Yad. If it's Merzona, so then the Chotzer can be Zocha for the woman. So maybe it should work Midin Shlichus. And if it works Midin Shlichus, so then you might not need Omedes Bitsad Besa. Right? Maybe Ula's only talking about when the husband is Megarish, his wife Bal Korcha. But if he's Megarish or Merzona, maybe you don't need Omedes B'tzad Beisa, because then we could say Chotz Mishum Shlichus is Rabbi. That's like Matana, because if it's a Zchus, we'll say Zach Elanu Shlom Afanav. So Zach the Rashba, Hecha Dezorek Lo Midaito Merzona, B'chotz HaMishnah Meres Ladaita, Avo Pishen Esmuch Allah, Ika Lameimer Demoda Ula Demegurashas. Dr. Rashba, maybe Ula, we just said we Paskin like Ula, but says the Rashba, maybe Ula will admit that she should be Megureshes, even if she's not a Menes B'tzad Beisa, B'tzad Chatzera. Because it's Merzona. So if it's Merzona, then Chatzah could be Mishum Shlichas. Glogara Mishlichas, V'kemen she wrote to be Gerashem, Merzona Nosna B'chatzera, Z'chusulah V'zachan Lam Shlo B'fonav. Wow. Wow. The Gemara above Mitziad said that Chatzah Mishum Yadis Rabbi V'logara Mishlichas, but not talking about get. Chotzim mishum yada is rabbi by get, v'logar mishlichus by matan. Get is a chov, matan is a schus. So it can be midin shlichus if it's a schus. But no one ever entertained that possibility by get. Comes Rashba and says, why not? Lamalo? Why not? Well, why can't we entertain that by get? If it's mertzona, so then it's no different than matana. It's a schusula. If it's a schusula, so then maybe even if she's not a meres b'tzad beisa, b'tzad chatzer, it should work, because chotzim mishum shlichus is rabbi whenever it's a schus. So the Rashba is not so sure. The Rashba backpedals a little bit. He says, "Mestaber de ena megureshes." Ikalamema, maybe that's a possibility, but I don't think it's really true. He says, "Mestaber de ena megureshes." Why? Da b'shlichus de kavasa. Da b'shlichus de kavasa ena megureshes. What does that mean? Da b'shlichus de kavasa. A shlichus like this, she wouldn't be megureshes. What does that mean? I think it means a shlichus without a minui. Chotzer is a case where we don't have an explicit minui shlichus. So if someone were to just accept the get from the husband without a shlichus, just midin zochin. Shlichus de gavasa means chotzer is like a case of zochin because the woman's not really making the chotzer into a shliach. Right here, till now, the Rashba is assuming the woman doesn't say anything. We'll get to the part of the Rashba where the woman actually talks. If she's not saying anything, so Zok the Rashba, b'shlichus de kavasa, by a case of zochim where the woman doesn't appoint anyone a shliach, ainam a gureshes. Mishim de ikar gereshin chovu le'isha. The ikar gereshin is a chov. That's the Gemara Bav Metzia, Ravashi. Right? So, shlichus de kavasa, if you have a shlichus without a minui, if it's just a zochim, that would not work by isha. So he says he thinks maybe by chotzer too, without a minui, by chotzer too, it shouldn't work. Even if it's merzona, even if she agrees to receive the get, she said she wants the get. Maybe it shouldn't work. Why? She told the Baal that she wanted the get, but at the time when the Baal throws it into her chotzer, she's not saying anything. She's not there. Right? The whole point is, even if she's not Omedes B'tzad Chatzer, it'll still work. So how do we know she wants to get? Oh, because she said before. Who cares about before? How about the here and now? What does she hold now? What does she feel now? Dr. Ashba, it's not going to work because maybe she was Chozer Esba. Since we know that get in general is a chov for a woman, so unless we know absolutely for sure that she wants it right now, then we assume maybe she doesn't want it anymore. Maybe she changed her mind. And he says, and this is Meduyak in the Rishalmi. V'ochin Isa b'Yerushalmi perek ha'omer esgabel. Haga atzmecha. Think about this. She tzavachas lizgarish. Let's say she's screaming, I want to be divorced. So maybe Zochin should work. So the Yerushalmi says, no, ani omer shema chozeba. I say maybe she was chozerezba. Even though she said that at one point in time, it doesn't matter. We have to know right now that she wants it. Because if not, then we assume that it's only a chov. So the Rashba concludes that if the woman says nothing, if the woman doesn't say anything at the time that the husband throws the get into her chotzer, then Ula will say that if she's not omedes betzida, it's not going to work. It can't work midin shlichos. It can't work midin shlichos because we're afraid that maybe she was chozerezba. A get is a chov. We assume a get is a chov for a woman. Hein chov and ladam shlob afonav. So therefore, she has to be omedes betzad chatzera. If she doesn't say anything at the time that the husband throws the get into the chatzer, even if she said previously that she wants it, it's not enough. Not enough. She's not going to be megureshes if she's not omedes betzida. Okay. Now the Rashba makes the following statement. Avlim nosno kfar bechatzera, shehu betzipori, ve'omra lahe gitech bechatzercha, bechatzerech, ve'omra tizkeli chatzeri, bezunira de megureshes. Says the Rashba, but if the woman says tizkeli chatzeri, at the moment that the husband gives her the get, or at the moment that the gerishin is chal, we'll see the Mishnah dafayin chesam and aleph, says it's not enough just to put the get into the Rishos, he has to tell her something. He has to say, hey, Gitech. Right? So, if at the moment, he put it into the Chatzah B'tzipori, at the moment that he says, hey, Gitech, she says, Tikni L'chatzeri, so she's demonstrating that she wants it. So then, the Chatzah could be Mishim Mitam Shlichos, it could be Midin Shlichos, it's Rabbi, then that taka would work, says the Rashba. And that taka would work. We'll skip the Yerushalmi that he quotes now. And he says the following on the next page, in the third line, V'lo od, not only that, but ela filu lo nosno sham, adayin, ela sha'omra hizrokli giti b'chatzeri, v'tiz keli chatzeri, mashmali d'megureshes, d'yachotze lo gara mishlichos k'de isa b'perakama d'metzia, u'b'shlichos d'kabasa megureshes b'memanashli ala kabbalah. So Dr. Rashba, not only in a case where the get is already in the chatzer, and the husband says, hegitech, and she says, tikni lichatzeri, that's going to work, but even if he didn't put the get there at all, if she commands the husband, she says, zrok lich giti b'chatzeri, betizke lichatzeri, she's megureshes, even if she's not omeres b'tzad chatzera, because chatzer is logar mishlichus. And shlichus de kavasa, this type of shlichus, where there is a minui, she said tikni lichatzeri up front, that shlichus, she is megureshes. That type of shlichus, she's megureshes if she's memana the shlich lekabbalah. So if she says, rok ligita bechatzeri v'tizki lichatzeri, that's like a minui shlichus lekabbalah. So Dr. Rashba, in that case, avade would work even the fi'ula, even if she's not omedes, bitzad chatzera. So what do we have so far? Let's take the details out. Let's focus on the ikar. Ula had said that the only time that the gerish is going to be chal if the husband throws the get l'toch chotzer ishto is if she's omedes betzad chatzera. The Rashba says we paskin like Ula. Based on the Gemara above Metzia, the chotzer is mishum yadis aboy. By get, it's mishum yadis aboy, not mishum shlichus. Because normally, we assume get is a chov, and chov and adam ela b'fanav. Comes the Rashba and says, but if the woman were to say, Zrok ligiti b'chatzeri, v'tikni lichatzeri. So then, even if she's not a meres b'tzad chatzera, Ula would admit that should work. Because chatzer is logar meshlichas, as long as we know that it's a schus for her. Or better yet, not only if we know that it's a schus for her. If she says, Zrok ligiti b'chatzeri, v'tikni lichatzeri, it's like a minui shlichos lekabola here. It's like a minui of the chatzer. I mean, the chatzer is not a person, but the point is, it's almost like a minui shlichos. Chotzer can be midin shlichus as long as b'shlichus de kavasa we find a gerishin. So in a minu shlichus where you're mamana a person, right? If she's mamana shlich lekabala, there is a gerishin. So where she wants the chotzer to be kona for her, then the gerishin is going to be chal there as well. That's what the Rashba says. So far, so good. Now comes the Rashba, and he makes the final comment. He says, in light of everything I've told you, so you probably have a kasha. He says, "Ve'i kashalach, hodam mina beplukta de ulav raboshia lemabaka miflagi the mar sever chotz mishum yadir sabai mar sever chotz mishum shlichos es rabai." The Gemara says that Ula and Reb Oshia, initially the Gemara wants to say that they're arguing about chotz midin yada midin shlichos. Ubevadei lechishetim tzalom the chotz mishum shlichos es rabai al karchen davka b'midaita dumi de shliach. Avada, anyone who could suggest that chutz is mishum shlichus is rabbi must be assuming that the husband is megarish the woman midaita, because you can't have a shlichus shalom midaita. Vafilu hachi have a polig ula v'amar v'husha medes b'tzad beisa, and nevertheless Ula argues and says that she has to be omedes b'tzad beisa. What's the Rashba asking? Rashba is saying that the Gemara initially entertained the possibility that maybe Reb Oshia holds chotz mishum shlichus is rabbi. Now that only makes sense if he's megarish his wife midaita. But if there's a machlokas Ula and Reb Oshia about gerish and midaita, so it sounds like even where he's megarish midaita, where she says, at first glance you think where she says rok gidev chatzeri tikkun chatzeri, Ula still says that you need omedes b'tzad beis. So how can I say what I just told you? I just told you that if the woman says, Rogli Gita B'chatzeri, particularly Chatzeri, that it'll work even according to Ula, even if she's not on the Respet Sabesa. Because Chatz is Logar Mishlichas, as long as B'shlichas the Kavasa, right? There's a Shlichas the Kabbalah. But it can't be, he says, because the Gemara has the Machlokas Ula and Reb Oshia, and the Gemara initially thought that the Machlokas is about Chatz Mishim Yadis Rabbi, Mishim Shlichas is Rabbi. Mishim Shlichas can only be if it's Midaita. And nevertheless, even though it's midaita, Ula claims that v'husha omedes b'tzad beisa. So it sounds like even where the woman wants it, and she speaks up and says tikkun chatzeri, it still is not going to work unless she's omedes b'tzad beisa. It's tocha pela. This is the kasha of the Rashba. Reb Kiva Eger actually formulates the kasha of the Rashba even sharper. He says, really, what's the Rashba asking? He says, the Rashba is asking, what case are these Amorim talking about? They have a Machlokas Ula and Reb Oshia, whether she has to be a Medes B'tzad Beis or not. What's the case? Is it Midaita or is it Balkarcha? Like, which case is it? This is Reb Akiva Eger in page 3. He says, HaRashba Toma Demimonavshach Imairi Midaita Holokule Ama Lagar Meshlichus V'lo Tzarech Shetei Medes B'tzida. The imba karcha, echam rinan umar tzav mishum shlichus es rabbi. Ha'ena yochol lios shliach bal karcha dida. Ayin sham sherech. Well, what's he saying? L'chara, what Reb Kiva Eger is saying is that the kasha the Rashba is really what's the machlokas Ula and Reb Oshia in the Gemara. If we're talking midaita, so then everyone should say that chotzer is logar mishlichus, it should work even if it's not a meres b'tzad beisa. And if we're talking Baal Karcha, so then how can Reb Oshia say that you don't need Omeres B'tzad Beisa? It can't be Midin Shlichas if it's Baal Karcha. It has to be Mishum Yad. So everyone should agree about both cases. If it's Baal Karcha, so then everyone should say you need Smucha. You need Omeres B'tzad Beisa because Chatz is only Mishum Yad. And if it's Midaita, then everyone should agree that Chatz can be Mishum Shlichas and you don't need Omeres B'tzad Beisa. So what's the whole Machlokas HaMarayim about? Reb Kiva Eger's version of the Rashba's Kasha. The Rashba doesn't actually ask that. The Rashba is asking Akasha based on what he just said. He said, I just told you that Avada, if she says, Tikkun Chatzeri, then it works by Chatzer, because Chatzer is Mishum Shlichus His Rabbi. So if that's the case, what's the Machlokas? Because that can only be true if it's Midaita, but if it's Midaita, so then why would Ula say that you need Omeres B'tzad Beisa? It's the same thing. It's Kiva Eger's point, that if it's midaita, everyone should agree you don't need omedes b'tzad beis. And if it's balkarcha, everyone should agree that you don't need omedes b'tzad beis. So what's the whole machlokas amarayim? What's the machlokas amarayim? So the truth is, Reb Akiva Eger himself says he thinks the simple answer to the kasha is that the machlokas is how to establish the Mishnah. It's a very interesting pshat. Right? He says, Ula assumed that the Mishnah must be talking about bestam, even bal karcha. How can it be talking only midaita? It must be talking bestam, even bal karcha. So if it's even bal karcha, then it has to be a meres betzad beisa. It has to be a meres betzida, because it's only mishum yadis, Rabbi. Rav Oshia said, no. Who says it's talking bal karcha? Maybe we're talking midaita, and even if not a meres betzad beisa. Right? That's what he says over here. Ula establishes the Mishnah to saying it's a Meres Betzida, so he can explain the Mishnah to be talking about Bal Karcha. It's like Modna. I mean, what's the machlokas? Why are they arguing? If they're just establishing the mission to be talking about different cases, so like, what's the whole machlokas? And what's strange is that Rabbi Kiva Eger concludes, "V'tzorach in God loma miein harashba b'zeh." Why did the Rashba just give this answer? And I don't think this is the pasha to answer. The whole machlokas Ula Reb Oshia is how to establish the Mishnah. Should we establish the Mishnah b'stam or do we not establish the Mishnah b'stam? They're not arguing midin about anything. If it's bal karcha, then it has to be a meres betzad chatzera because it's mishum yadis rabbi. And if it's midaita, then it doesn't have to be a meres betzad beisa. So like, what's the whole machlokas? It's sort of the whole thing is a little mutna. What is the Rashba answer? Let's see the Rashba. We're here to learn a Rashba. What is the Rashba answer? So Rashba says a meridik teretz, very interesting teretz. Yeishlomer zok the Rashba the hosam lav beomeres tikneli chatzeri ella beomeres nichali shetizrok li bachatzeri. The Rashba says that Ula and Reb Oshia are talking about a case where she didn't say tikneli chatzeri. She just said zrok li giti bachatzeri. That's it. Tizrok li bachatzeri doesn't say tikneli chatzeri. The lohavi ke en shliach kabola ela ke en shliach havo. Whoa. What did the Rashba just say? He says, we're talking about a case where all she said was zrok li gita b'chatzeri. You see, before he says, if she says zrok li gita b'chatzeri v'tikli chatzeri, then even Ula would say, we don't need omedes b'tzad besa, because chatz is mishum shlichas yisrabai. So what's the machlokas amarayim? Zok the Rashba, I'll tell you. The machlokas amarayim is where she didn't have those last words. She didn't say tigli chatzeri. She only said zrokli giti bechatzeri. So she only said zrokli giti bechatzeri. So then Ula holds that you need omedes betzad beisa. Aye, but lagara chatzim mishlichos. If she says zrokli bechatzeri, she's making a shliach over here. She wants the chatzim to be a shliach. So she wants the chatzim to be a shliach. So then even if she's not omedes betzad chatzeri, it should still work. Dr. Ashponein. She didn't say tikli lichatzeri. She said, Zrok li giti b'chatzeri. It's less of a lashon. So even though, yes, she does want to make the chatzer into a shliach, but not into a shliach le kabbalah. She wants to make the chatzer into a shliach hava'ah. And a shliach hava'ah is not like a shliach le kabbalah. It's a different type of shlichus. Because it's a different type of shlichus, so therefore Ula holds, in such a case, you'll need omedes betzad beisa. You'll need omedes betzad beisa. What does that mean? What does he mean that if you want to make it into a shliach hava, then you'll need omedes betzad beisa? So we have to first understand, what is a shliach hava? What is a shliach hava? It sounds like it's a shliach of the woman, but yet it's not quite a shliach lekabbalah. Right? It's different than a shliach lekabbalah. What are the differences between shliach hava and shliach lekabbalah? What's the nature of a shliach hava? And why does Ula say that the halacha should be different by shliach hava? Why by zrogli chatzeri, since it's not, she's not making the chatzer into shliach hava, she's only making the chatzer into shliach hava, so somehow that changes everything. Why should that change the din? So take a look at the Rambam, and the Ran that discuss this machlokas. It's actually a machlokas that we've shown him whether a woman can make a shliach hava. It's not so clear that it really can happen. So take a look at the Rambam and the Ran, to try to understand what the nature of shliach hava is. And then hopefully we'll plug it back in. Plug it back in to understand the Rashba. It's a very important Rashba. And then we'll look. We'll look at the Avne Meluim who had trouble with this Rashba. Once we understand the Rashba's perception of Shnei Chava and how he understood Ula, then we'll have to figure out why does Rabbi Oshia argue against Ula. Then when we see that, we'll look at the Avne Meluim and see what the Avne Meluim's problem with the Rashba was. Then we'll see the Vart that the Avne Meluim says, a different beer. And we'll be able to come full circle in this sugya. Have a wonderful Shabbos.